Good to see everybody out tonight, and we hope you'll open your Bibles again, study along with us. And I'm going to do something, and I probably don't have to apologize for it since I do it, and this is probably the most grandfather thing I will do. I was noticing Regina today earlier was going around showing pictures of the baby on her phone, stuff like that. So I thought, I'll just kind of carpet bomb everybody. And that is, this here is Luke. And so I just thought I'll put it ahead on my phone. And so I thought I'll just go ahead and put it on one of the slides. And, but anyway, as you can tell right there, he's taking my part. But anyway, that's him with the barcode still on him. As I sometimes say about young children. And so, he's doing very well, seems like. But this, tonight I want to talk about a lesson, really a companion lesson to what we had 2 weeks ago. Well, I was talking about the dangers of the internet, and I mentioned some things such as the fact of internet predators, fraud goes on the internet, misinformation often spread on the internet. And as you look at it, realize internet usage, one of the things that I think so many Christians are really involved in is social media, and that most of us have some kind of social media ideas, either Facebook or Twitter or some other type of thing that we do on the social media. And as that, I tend to think it's going to be here to stay, that people sometimes get upset with it, but yet it seems like everybody keeps on using it. And as we do so, we have to remember that we are Christians, and therefore we have responsibilities in our life as well as to communicate as Christians. And basically, as you look over in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 14 through 16, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, it gives light to all who are in the house. Whether your light so shine for men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And part of the idea, of course, of being the light of the world is how we talk, how we communicate, how we deal with other people. And social media can be either good or bad. It has, I said last or 2 weeks ago, that it gives us the ability to communicate with a lot of people, to keep in touch with people that maybe we would drift away from, to share pictures and maybe share stories with other people. And a lot of times, though, we're communicating with people that we really don't see. And that is, they're not with you, they're not in the room with you. And some of these folks that not only do we not see, but some of these folks we may really not know that well. After all, if you're on Facebook, how many Facebook friends do you have that you realize that basically you're really not that familiar with them? I mean, I have some people that whenever they ask to be my friend or that I'll look, see how many people do I have in common with them. And then I'll kind of do a little search. It seems like maybe they're members of the church and may say, okay, I'll friend that person there. But then I realize that they really don't know me. I don't really don't know them. I know them through somebody else a lot of times is how I know that person. And so you have all these friends that you may not really be friends with when you get right down to it. They really don't know you. And all that, but also a lot of folks are in various places. England, South America, other, you know, obviously other countries. But yet it gives us, as we're on Facebook or on social media, it gives us a sense of freedom to express ourselves, to talk to people. Well, again, strangely enough, we can kind of be in obscurity. We can kind of melt in the background we want. And so there's a lot of things about it that we have to keep in mind here. And one of those is that also a lot of contention, a lot of bad things. A lot of people get feelings hurt because of this. I know of various preachers, and maybe you get in trouble because either something they posted or something that a family member posted. And so as we look at this here, I just thought about talking about social media some. And that is the peril of social media. One is that, as somebody said, the common sense of decency, you know, ends very quickly, it seems like, on the computer. That you look and you realize that a lot of things are said on, again, social media that probably people wouldn't tell you to your face. But it's easier to type it out and send it out than it is actually to talk to you. Our son-in-law kind of, I'm sure he got this from somebody else, but he said that on Facebook, you're told that you're an idiot by your friends, and on Twitter, you're told that you're an idiot by people who don't know you. And that seems to be some odd times what happens on this, that type of media, that even the mildest mannered person can actually become the most raging lunatic, seems like, on social media. And the second is people often spew out hateful things and rash things without really thinking about it, because after all, it's just, you know, it's just social media. Nobody takes it seriously, right? And so they say things that oftentimes can be very hurtful. And that gets along with the third thing, is that it does result in hurt feelings. It does result in people getting mad, getting angry, people, division, strife. Again, like I said, I know the various preachers that actually have to move or get fired because somebody got upset with, maybe not something they said, but something somebody else said. And so that there often happens. And not only that, but also, especially in certain areas. One of those we just got through, you know, last year, the election year. And how much was political in nature? And generally today, and I still see this here and there, is when people disagree with us politically, it's not just they disagree with us, it's that they are the enemy. That they are trying to destroy our nation. And it goes both ways, on both sides of the aisle, whether you're a conservative or a liberal, that often the other side is automatically hateful and not caring, and, you know, we kind of use those kind of phrases. You see that a lot on social media. And like I said here, that a lot of times you'll think that they're just barely short of being the Antichrist if they disagree with you. And then only that, but also there isn't a way to erase a lot of times the harm that's done once it's done. You can't really take back a lot of things. Or if you say I'm sorry, again, so many people see it that you really can't undo it. And so that's some of the perils of it. And a sixth one is that, you know, remember that when you type out something, that words do not necessarily show the tone that you have. It does not show the kind of person you are. They don't know you personally. They may misunderstand how you mean that, how you meant whatever it is you wrote. And so you have to keep in mind that, especially when you're dealing with people that don't know you that well, that, again, jokes and humor often are lost on people. And some people just aren't funny. I mean, some people try to be funny or they're not. And some people don't have a sense of humor. They have to keep that in mind. And the same thing is, kind of goes along with that, sarcasm and humor can be misunderstood. They may say something jokingly, and somebody take you very serious by it. And then you have, you know, then you have somebody being upset with you. And so those are some of the perils of social media. So what I'm going to do here is kind of give you some rules for social media communication. And then at the very end of the lesson, very quickly go through what I call here the Ten Commandments of social media. But here's some rules for social media communication. First one is practice restraint. Practice restraint. Over in Proverbs 10 verse 19, it said, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he restrains lips is wise. And that is that you look here and realize that people say a lot of things and talk a lot, and the more you think you say, the more chance is you don't say something wrong. There, when I first really got on, and social media is just really starting, there was a list that involved a lot of preachers. And discussion lists. Intended to be where we could air ideas, talk about things. And it wasn't too long until I was amazed at the amount of material that certain preachers would put on this discussion list. And quite frankly, I didn't know how they could have enough time to actually to type all that into the computer, nevertheless, for me to actually read it. And what generally happened was, after a short time period, I quit reading what they wrote because I didn't have the time. And so some of it is simply be economical with your words, and that is, don't put out everything out there that you think you know or that you want to say there. Practice James 1 verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, and we may put in there, slow to type. You know, the idea is that sometimes you just need to, if you type out something, leave it there for a time period. Leave it on your computer. And then go back to it later on and read it again and say, okay, now I'm ready to send it. Because the times you type out things and then when you read it again, that's kind of like, that's not what I intended to say. So practice that. Practice restraint. Rule number two is, be humble instead of prideful. In Proverbs 11 verse 2, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. Nobody And I mean this, nobody knows everything on every subject. Except on the internet. Right? And then all of a sudden, everybody knows everything about everybody and everything going on. And so what happens is, a lot of times things are said that are foolish, that are really not based on reality. Maybe things they read and they assume that is accurate. And it's kind of like we go back 2 weeks ago and just pointed out that not everything you read on the internet is right. That there is misinformation out there. And so, but the buyer beware, but the listener, consumer be aware and do your research. So don't actually say everything you know on a subject and be willing to listen. Be willing to listen to what other people have to say. And listening is different than necessarily agreeing. You may not agree with that person. But be willing to listen to what they're actually telling you. And who knows, you may find out that you're right. I think sometimes we get upset because, or we're afraid to listen because they may expose me as being wrong. And I don't like being wrong. I never like being told I'm wrong. But sometimes we may actually find out that, yeah, I'm actually right. So be willing to listen. A third one is, don't belittle others by showing contempt. When you look at this here in Proverbs 11 verse 12, you notice a lot of these deals with communication, not Proverbs. It says, he who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. Some people are very quick to be critical and be negative. That they're very, they'll tell you they think you're stupid. Or they'll tell you they think that you are disingenuous. And things like that get told a lot on the internet. And they're very quick to impugn motives. That person really doesn't believe that. That person doesn't care about people. That person is just being mean. Those kind of things that is often said. And so be careful about impugning motives, that sometimes people are sincerely misinformed. Sometimes we disagree on our perspective of things. There are Christians I know of in, you know, the last election that I really disagreed with what they were saying. However, I understood that that's a Christian. I had to deal with them as a Christian. And so be aware of that. As far as don't impugn motives, be as 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 says, love service long is kind, what is not envied, what does not praise itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, hopes all things, or believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. When you look at the qualities of love here, just keep that in mind as you communicate with people, and especially one as far as we try to believe the best about people, we try to hope the best for people, and act that way towards people. Act, have the quality of love talked about right here. Then another thing is be prudent. In Proverbs 12 verse 13, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. And by being prudent, I mean kind of what I've already touched on some, probably touched on a little bit more in this lesson. Is don't tell everything you know all the time. Don't tell people everything you think you know all the time. There are times hold back some of your information. Because again, you may be wrong. Or you'll have other opportunities to tell them what you think or how you think about something. And so be prudent in your conversation. And here's this, the fact is, the more we talk, the more chances we're going to say something wrong. And so that goes true also on the internet. The more you post, the faster you post, the more chances you're going to say something eventually wrong. And so just kind of be prudent on your communication. I'm not saying you can't use it. I'm just saying, again, just kind of ask yourself, how much am I saying here? Am I saying too much? Am I posting too much? Another one is, practice self-control and don't act out of anger, especially when people disagree with you. Over in Proverbs 14, verse 29, he who is slow to wrath has greater understanding, but he who is impulsive exacts folly. There's a saying, and I thought everybody knew this, but whenever I bring it up, I invariably have somebody says, I never heard that before. But the saying is, act in haste, repent in leisure. And what that means is, of course, you do something quick, and you'll have a long time to be able to wish you hadn't done it. Don't be so quick to respond to people. And some people on, again, the internet, are going to try to get you to act out of anger. Some people are really good at being the person that see if they can get you mad, get you angry, and then you may say something wrong or act in an unchristlike way. I compare it to sports. We have trash talkers. You watch a ball game. Maybe you watch a basketball game. And the game's going on, and all of a sudden one of the players just does something right there in front of the referee, pushes the guy, giving him an elbow, runs over, and you think, why in the world would he do that? He knows the referee's right there. Why would he intentionally knock that guy down? The one thing we don't know is probably the other guy is trash talking and talking and trying to get him angry, and finally he did it. And he knows that if you can get somebody angry, they'll do something wrong. And there are people out there that's going to do that. And so do not let people get you angry or to act out of anger. Another is answer firmly but softly. In Proverbs 15 verse 1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Be the peacemaker. Be the person that tries to go the extra mile. Be the person that tries to be the nicer of the two. Again, that may not always be possible. In Romans 12, verse 18, it is possible, as much depends on you, live peace with all men. There are some people there, again, that may make that impossible to do. When we lived in Wilmington, Oklahoma, a member of the Quans Club, we had a member there that was, of the Quans Club, that is, that was optometrist. And he got talking one day, the lady came in, she had received a prescription from him. He also sold the glasses there, so she got the glasses there. And she came in, she was mad. She was upset because she didn't see as well as she thought she could or should. So he said, I decided to go the extra mile and do everything I could to satisfy her. And he said, after like hours of trying to talk to her and work with her and re-examine her eyes, he realized it was impossible. She was never going to be satisfied. Some people are like that. That when you go the extra mile, they're still not going to be satisfied. But as much as possible, that depends on you. Live peacefully with all people. You don't have to apologize for disagreeing. You don't have to apologize for thinking that you're right and the other person's wrong, but you don't have to escalate the argument either. And so there may be a time, in fact, to stop communication. There have been times, again, talking to people where it's kind of like, okay, it's time to end. I've had enough of this conversation. Maybe times you have to do that. And even unfriend somebody. Don't let a fool make a fool out of you. Over in Proverbs 23 verse 9. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. There are people that you cannot reason with. There are people that won't listen to you, even with valid arguments. Valid points you make, they won't listen. But they may not even have good logic. They may not be able to connect the dots sometimes. And ultimately, a fool is not going to change their mind. Now again, I'm not saying don't ever try to talk to somebody, but what I'm saying is there comes a point we have to realize I'm not going to persuade this person. They're not just going to listen to me. They're not going to really think about what I'm saying. As Jesus says this, and he's talking here about actually the gospel, the preached gospel, in Matthew 7 verse 6 says, do not give what is holy to the dogs or cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. In other words, there are times you walk away and you go to somebody else and talk to them. And so don't let a fool make fools, don't ask those questions, and not every question deserves an answer. 2 Timothy 2 verse 23, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. There are things people get upset about, questions they'll ask, and even if you have the answer, big deal. What does it matter? And many of the questions do not have an answer. There's no way you know the answer. Then going on, mind your own business. Over in Proverbs, again, going there, Proverbs 26, verse 17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Have you ever gone into a stranger's house or stranger's yard? I was noticing yesterday, Eli's house, that his neighbors decide they have two big dogs. Behind him on one side, there's a big dog. Right behind him is a big dog. I never thought about going over there and deciding, you know what? I'm going to grab that dog by the ears. You know why? Yes, you do. It won't turn out well, will it? And so, just as a dog, that dog may have been, those dogs may be nice, gentle dogs, but you know, you go over there and jump the fence and ground by the ears, what's going to happen? It's not going to be pleasant for you. And so it is with arguments, discussions. There are certain discussions you just got to stay out of. You may not know all the facts. You're really not involved in it. And maybe a case of really shouldn't be on the internet. It shouldn't be on Facebook. It shouldn't be on Twitter. But don't be foolish enough to get involved in it. And so mind your own business, because eventually what's going to happen is that eventually the other folks will turn on you. And basically you're going to become the villain. And so mind your own business. The next one is some conversations just need to die. Maybe get involved with somebody, start talking to them, and think this is pretty good. And then all of a sudden you realize we're going in circles. Nothing is going to be said. And so what you need to do is end it. Proverbs 26, verse 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there's no talebearer, strife ceases. That why is it some conversations end peacefully? Because somebody decides, I'm going to let it die. And so there are conversations like that. You do not add any more fuel to the fire. And just kind of go back to the earlier principle, and that is, some conversations just need to end. And so just let them end that away. And especially, I said here, if you had nothing new to say, or you're just repeating old things, then you said everything needs to be said on it. And then finally, the last one is, show discretion at all times. Over in Proverbs 29, verse 11, a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. There are things that you need to think about before you say them. Have a filter. There are some people that do not have one. They say exactly what's on their mind all the time. And we know that, again, is not very good. Not everything needs to be said. Things told to you in confidence. Private conversations need to stay private. And therefore, let that be a lesson there. And I said here, fools talk a lot. And so be different than that. And they just can't be silent. So in post, keep it simple. Keep it to the point. Don't get carried off in minor details or other things. Be truthful at all times, of course. And remember that when you post things out there, you don't know who's going to see it all. You don't know how many times it may get forwarded. You don't know how many other folks that are not your friends, but the friends of the other person is going to see it. And so just keep in mind, it's going to be for many other people, many more people than you realize going to see it. And again, some conversations just should really be on social media. And so just keep those things in mind. So here I kind of giving you those are 10 rules and kind of, you know, overlapping that. Okay, I was looking at social media, strangely enough. Okay, what are 10 commandments of social media then? So here's what, kind of combining some ideas, here's the summation of it. One is, remember that you're not God. That you are not the all-being of everything. That you are not omnipresent, you are not omnipowerful. And that there are, you know, don't get carried away with your power, the number of friends you have on social media. And some people think that if they have 5,000 friends, it means they have a lot of power, a lot of authority. And no, it doesn't. It means that you have 5,000 people that hit the like button. That's what it means. And so just keep in mind, you're not God on social media. Thou shalt not worship social media. And your life is more than the screen. Your life is more than what's in front of you there. Take some breaks. Spend some time with people. make sure that you don't get so caught up in what's happening on the internet, you lose sight of what's happening in your daily life. A third one is, thou shalt not name drop. Just the other day, I was talking to Bill Gates. And Donald Trump called me up, we started talking about the economy. Okay, now who believes that? Nobody. However, sometimes people are very quick to name drop and think that impresses other people. Don't do the name dropping, which is almost something I never do until I talk to Bill Gates. And then also, thou shalt take a digital Sabbath to keep it holy. One of the suggestions I came across was take your phone or your device and put it in a cabinet or a drawer someplace one day a week at least. And just let it stay there. Now, if your phone is where you call people and communicate, that may be hard to do, but the idea, of course, is stay out the social media at least on one day a week and concentrate more on what's going on in your life. And so, take a Sabbath day. Honor people. Honor people. Treat people as valuable. And therefore, speak highly, folks. Be nice to people. Treat them as fellow human beings, in other words. Then the sixth one is, thou shalt not kill a person's reputation. The social media is a very easy way to lambast somebody, to hurt somebody's reputation. Maybe you apologize later on, but you can never undo all the harm you've done, as I said before. The seventh one is, thou shalt be human. Be a human being when you're on social media. Talk like a human being. Most of our conversations face-to-face are really nice conversations. How many times do you actually get in an argument with people on a daily basis? Very subtle. So just talk like a human being with another human being. Say thank you. If somebody agrees with you or somebody has done something nice, let other people know about it. If you go someplace and they've done a good job, say, okay, I want to spread this here and let people know that this place here is a good place. These are good people. Give compliments. I may disagree with you, but you know what? I like how you said that. Or the fact is, I appreciate the fact of where you're coming from. Give some compliments. That's to speak with kindness and caution. Careful again of the words you're using. And those are the 10 that I have here. So this here is the social media. 10 commandments with social media. A number of years ago, it's been a long time ago, in fact, because I remember a preacher giving a lesson. He said, what if Jesus came to your house? And his point was, if Jesus would come to your house tonight, would you have to go through your house and take down some pictures? Would you have to go to your house and maybe take off some books off the bookshelf or magazines off the cabinet, the stool right beside your chair? Would you have to look in your refrigerator, see what's there, and take some things out of there because you wouldn't want to see what's in the refrigerator? And the point being, of course, that we need to be always selective, always careful about what we have in our house and what we're watching on television. Well, we can apply the same logic here to our internet, our social media. Why Jesus said, I want to be your friend. I want to share social media with you. Well, we say, let me take down some pictures first. Let me delete some tweets first or take out some comments first. Let me clean up some language first. Let me, see who I'm friends with first. And point being, we always need to be careful how we communicate and make sure that as Christians we're to be salt and light of the world at all times. Well, I appreciate your kind attention tonight. And hopefully this will help us in our communication and so that we don't ever find ourselves with people upset with us for no reason or because we thought I did something without really thinking about it. So I appreciate you listening. We now have a song selected. That's our way of encouragement. And so tonight, if we can aid you in your business to gospel, or we can pray for one another, if you desire, won't you let us know as we stand as we sing.